Craig Collins hosts the Craig Collins Show every afternoon here on WMBD from 3 until 6 in the afternoon. Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys.
Good coming back from vacation. Here's what we do. We always do this when you come back from vacation. Yeah. We give you a quiz.
Okay, here we go.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready for a quiz.
Here we go.
Do I take notes? Can I copy stuff down?
Yes.
Am I allowed to cheat? I'm at home. Can I use Google?
No, you cannot use Google because that... Here we go. The sunset on Mars is blue. True or not?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Well, what'd you say?
I'm going to go maybe.
What school did you go to? Did you go to a school where, hey, Craig, do this algorithm for a math class? I don't know. Answer is maybe. It's
all
true.
Right, all right. I got to guess true or false. There's only two options.
Yeah. His school, one of the answers was all or some of the above.
Some of the above, yeah.
See, there you go. Yeah,
it is.
All right. Oh. If there's only two bubbles, I'm going to go with the bubble that's typically B.
Wow.
B is usually the right answer.
Now, wait a minute. Here's another tip. When someone gives you a quiz like this, the first one is always right.
Okay, gotcha. All right, this is good.
Well, this is true or false, though.
I mean, it's always true.
Oh, okay.
Because they always give you a wacky one that you would go, no, that's not true, and then it's always true.
Now,
I like how much help you guys have given me so far, so I'm changing my answer to true.
It is true.
I feel confident. Final answer.
It is true. The fine dust in the atmosphere of Mars allows blue light to more easily reach the ground, making their sunsets blue. That sounds lovely.
Awesome.
That sounds lovely.
I got $100.
Now, Craig, sidebar. I was just having this conversation with my wife a couple days ago. We were talking about the SAT and the ACTs and all that. And when I was in grade school, we took achievement tests at the end of every year.
Yeah.
And it was all those little, like the little ovals that you had to fill in. Yeah. I was terrible at that.
Well,
no, I was good at the answers. I was terrible at filling in the ovals.
Because we can't glue either, and we always go over the sides.
Yes, yeah.
And you don't like the feeling of pencil and paper
anyway.
I
have an aversion to pencils.
Yeah. I've just noticed two things. I love how much you know about each other, where Dan starts filling in the sentences for Greg and adding the extra things. And then second, you're not good at a test if you can't fill in the bubbles. I don't care how many answers you know.
Oh, no.
If you can't draw the circle in the bubble, that feels like you're still not good at a test.
No, you're still stupid because they put it through the machine that reads your pencil thing. And if your pencil thing is not a good one, then it's a wrong answer.
I was horrible at it.
I was great at filling in the bubbles,
were
by
you?
The way. I mean, if that was the test for intelligence, I was great at it.
He's a genius.
I was so bad at achievement tests that I wouldn't even read the answer. I'd just start filling in bubbles thinking I'd have a better chance.
All right.
I feel awkward about this conversation for a different reason, guys.
Why?
I was great at achievement tests.
Were you?
I'm not trying to like pat myself
on
the back.
That's okay, yeah.
My mom would get mad because my grades didn't match my achievement test.
No
Every
kidding.
Every time we did the achievement test, they'd be like, why is this better? And I'm like, because I'm not trying in school. I don't like school. I'm not trying that hard. This is as a kid. And that would be the problem. And I was tempted to take worse achievement tests. I never did it, but I wanted to.
That is a very interesting story. I bet that's not uncommon with some kids. That the school's you're a smart guy. That school's kind of boring. But if you want my answers, here they are. I'll give them to you right here.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. True or false?
Can I just clap out of school altogether?
True or false?
You can.
Cheese has been used as a way to predict the future.
I'll say
right,
yes.
So going by,
Okay,
by Dan's logic here, he said the first one was always true. The second one, I don't know if he said it was true, but I'm going to say this is true.
It is true.
Yep.
It's called tyromancy. What? TYROMANCY. Tyromancy.
Okay.
It's an old form of trying to predict the future with other things, like and inanimate objects.
Now,
so guys would try to predict the future looking at pieces of cheese.
So is there like a particular cheese, like Roquefort or something like that?
I don't know.
No.
But that one guy, I remember that one guy, he was a terrible future teller.
Yeah.
Because he kept eating it all.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to do it that way.
This is great.
Anyone who says they can predict the future using Kraft American slices, I wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I would be skeptical.
Here we go.
I get that, Dan.
Question number three for Craig Collins from the Craig Collins Program, Afternoons on WMBD. True or false, Alfred Hitchcock, famous filmmaker, was afraid of sponges.
Mm, okay.
See, now that feels like that can't be true because he was amazing at making terrifying things. But I feel like I've now noticed a theme in this, so I'm going to say this is also true.
No, he was a weirdo, but not in this sense because I think he was more macabre, and sponges aren't macabre. I was going to say false.
It is false. However, he was an ovophobe.
What's that?
Which means he was scared of eggs.
Wow. Okay.
He didn't like an egg being around him.
Wow.
Like in the show.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Ovophobe. How you doing, Craig? How was your vacation? Did you do anything fun?
I don't know anything anymore. I'm so confused.
What happened?
Yeah, my vacation was good. It was great.
Did you go to Mexico?
Nice. We did, yes.
Nice.
In Mexico for 8 days, nine days.
How's Betty's family, her dad and mom? Everybody's good?
That's not as fun of a topic to discuss.
Back to this. How was Mexico?
Yeah.
It was fine. It was good.
Mexico was great. Yeah. Didn't know that going in, but there's some family stuff coming.
I hope everybody's good.
Wow.
I'll say a little prayer. Yeah.
Did you have to drill for water down there?
Why, are they running out of
no,
water?
We were okay.
Mexico City is going to run dry soon.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
They say that at times. Well, actually, for years that I've been going to Mexico, they will run out of water in the little town Betty's in, but it didn't happen this time. So we
you know,
good.
I think they just say that so they could drink tequila.
Maybe. That's true. Or because they think I'm taking too long of a shower. Maybe they just tell me that they're out of water when they turn it off.
My favorite story, I'm not kidding you when I say this. It's not just me blowing smoke. The fact that Betty, your wife's family, has a hard time pronouncing your name, Craig, and that they call you Roy, is one of the more delicious stories I've ever heard. I just love that story so much.
Sure.
I will
tell you, and I'm not trying to break your heart, Greg, they now can say Craig. Over years of knowing me,
well, it takes
everyone
a while.
Now says Craig. I noticed that no one calls me Roy anymore.
That's going to mess up my T-shirt, because I made a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Because I asked you one time. You told me one time on the air, you said, if you walked into that little town and said, I'm a friend
of Gringo,
No, Craig said they would immediately know I was Craig's friend.
Yeah.
And they would call me Roy's Amigo. Oh. And so I had a shirt made, Roy's Amigo.
Yeah, if you showed up at my farm, either of you guys, and you were speaking English and, you know, were being friendly, they'd be like, oh, that guy knows Craig. He's got to know Craig. So that's what would happen.
That's the sweetest thing. All right, buddy. Back in the saddle today, Craig Collins, this afternoon, 3 to 6. It's good to have you back, and we'll listen to you this afternoon. Take care, buddy.